Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama says he had an excellent and wide-ranging conversation with Donald Trump during the president-elect's first visit to the White House.
It was wide-ranging. We talked about some of the organizational issues. One is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful.
Likewise, the message was positive from the president-elect.
We discussed a lot of assets and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times.
The White House said that long before Trump's stunning upset Tuesday over Hillary Clinton, President Obama had directed officials last year to make a smooth transition between administrations a top priority. Thousands of protesters took to the streets and cities across the U.S. Wednesday night to protest Donald Trump's victory in the election.
Not my president, not today! Not my president, not today!
A large crowd packed New York City's Fifth Avenue directly in front of the Trump Tower, waving signs reading, "Love Trump's hate." The election of Donald Trump has small business advocates expecting policy changes on issues like health care and the environment, but they're concerned about gridlock persisting even with a Republican president and Congress. Advocacy groups expect Trump to start working toward at least modifying President Obama's health care overhaul and undoing environmental regulations. You're listening to Voice of America. The United Nations warns that eastern Aleppo and northern Syria faces mass starvation this winter if UN aid agencies are blocked from distributing desperately needed food supplies to 250,000 trapped civilians. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations says it fears winter will be a killer in too many places throughout Syria. UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland says there's particular concern about how 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo will survive the harsh winter months.
The last time East Aleppo was reached with significant humanitarian supplies was in the beginning of July, in the middle of the summer.
The United Nations has presented a new proposal for averting a humanitarian catastrophe this winter. The initiative calls for the Russian-Syrian side and opposition groups to allow food and other urgent relief supplies into eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Regarding the outcome of the presidential election, Egeland says he believes U.S.-Russian engagement and cooperation in tackling humanitarian and political issues in Syria will and must continue. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who said the long-standing alliance between the two nations was of great importance to Washington. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Both sides of Australian politics are promising to work with President-elect Trump, and they've chosen to be pragmatic. At stake is Australia's most important military alliance. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with the president-elect about security and trade.
Our relationship with the United States is built on millions of Australians and Americans who have been working together, fighting together for over a century.
Media commentary in Australia has been mixed. Some opinion columns have warned that a Trump presidency will fuel a trade war with China, Australia's most important commercial partner. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Australian share prices fell by almost 4% as news of Donald Trump's victory emerged, but has since recovered much of that lost ground. However, a Sydney tabloid told its readers that the silent majority has roared, the underdog has triumphed, the outsiders have given a black eye to the establishment. Thanksgiving Day shopping isn't going away here in the U.S., but some stores are rethinking their strategies on whether it makes sense to be open on the holiday itself. Many of the nation's major mall operators and the big retailers that anchor them, like Toys R Us, JCPenney, and Macy's, are still kicking off the holiday shopping season on Thanksgiving Day. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.